and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, the podcast that looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park, and maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there.
I'm your host, Lindsay.
And I'm Molly.
And today we're joined by our special guest, Christine. Say hello.
Hey. Again.
And this is our final episode of the season, guys, and we are going to be talking to you about a little basset mix named Baby Yoda.
Yes, but before we do, you're going to tell us about the breed.
I am going to tell you about the Basset Hound, so stay tuned.
All right, Lindsay, you ready to tell us?
I am.
Go for it.
All right, the Basset Hound. Any guesses on where it originated?
I'm going France.
Okay, so you're not wrong.
I'm not?
You're not wrong.
I didn't peek, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, so, okay, she's not wrong with the caveat, though. So, like, technically, like, if you were looking up on Wikipedia, it says the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Okay? But the ones from the United Kingdom are actually the Basset type that originated in France.
Okay.
All right? But then it is actually a descendant of the 6th century hounds belonging to St. Herbert of Belgium.
Oh.
They were known as St. Herbert hounds around 1000 AD.
Oh.
So, like, old breed.
Yeah.
They made their way over to France, then they made their way over to England, and, like, it's a super detailed history that is way too long to get into on this podcast, or be here for an hour, and no one really, like, cares that much to hear about the long, drawn-out history of the Basset Hound. We just know that they're cute, they're squatsy, and they're flopsy.
Flopsy.
Facts.
Yes. So, let me tell you a little bit about them. Their coat. It's smooth and soft, and it sheds constantly. Any colorization is acceptable, but it varies from country to country to what you can show. They're usually black, tan, and white tricolor, or tan and white bicolor. They also have a lemon and white variety, and a blue color, but they're rare and undesirable in the show ring.
Undesirable,
which, like, oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah. I was gonna make sure that you mentioned the lemon basset. They're real cute.
Yeah. So they're a medium dog. Like, I say this with, like, an asterisk, because, like, they're medium because they're short, but, like, they are hefty. So they're between 45 to 75 pounds. Their height is 11 to 15 inches, so they're very short, but their life expectancy is only 10 to 12 years. Their temperament is friendly, outgoing, and playful. They're tolerant of children and other pets, and they're extremely vocal and famously devoted to tracking. They're also widely known to be stubborn. The downside. They are hounds, so just be prepared for that with regards to training. But, you know, they are trainable. They can live, like, very happy, healthy lives. But overall, they do not carry that hound tendency of being healthy in general.
they aren't trim dogs.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. They're not trim. Like,
well, the American ones are more so than the European ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the European ones really got into that, like, heavy skin rolls
stuff. The droopy eyes.
And, like, it's really, like, it's the extremeness of the breed to have that look that has caused them to be unhealthy. Just like the pug, we've talked about it, right? Yes. Like, they have the very smushed-in face, the wrinkles, like, all of that adds to all of the unhealthiness. It's the same thing with the Basset Hound. So, what are some common issues? Their ears don't let in air. It doesn't circulate, so they have to be cleaned frequently to avoid ear infections and ear mites.
Oh.
Yeah. Their short stature is due to a genetic condition called osteochondrodysplasia, which means abnormal growth of both bone and cartilage. This leads to arthritis of the elbow joint. So get your Dasaquin shoes ready. They have a lot of eye issues because of their droopy skin around the eyes, and that causes a collection of dirt and mucus.
Yeah.
They are also prone to yeast infections of the folds around their mouth. They are also prone to bone and joint injuries, such as castries, dilation, volvulus, and paralysis.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So the upside, they have a fantastic temperament that makes them good family dogs, like most other hounds, and they're also one of the most recognizable dogs around the world.
True.
Fun fact, they are the second best scent dog in the game.
Second. Oh no, this is another one that I have to guess the first one.
So what do you think the first one is? I bet you Christine knows that.
It is a hound, right?
It is a hound. Yeah. Yep.
It's not the bloodhound?
It is a bloodhound!
I got it! I did it!
You got it. You still don't know what number one on Stanley Coren's Intelligence of Dog list is. I don't know. Maybe I'll tell you on the season finale. Maybe I won't.
No, don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
You're going to have to tell me in private because I do want to know.
Okay.
I don't know.
She's going to feel real, real dumb when she finally figures it out because we literally talk about this dog all the time.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
So famous bassets from around the world. The dog from the Hush Puppy logo.
Okay.
Stella from Princess and the Frog. Toby from The Great Mouse Detective.
Mm.
And Flash from The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. So is Elvis Presley's You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog?
It is, yeah.
About?
Yeah.
What about Pops from Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah, like there were so many. The list was insane, so I was just like, I just picked a few.
Yeah.
Like, they really are. They're very popular. And I think it's because they're so recognizable.
It's the droopy faces.
Yeah, like I said, I think either last episode or the episode before that we recorded, it's one of the few hound dogs that, like, has such a distinct look that, like, you can point them out and say, for sure, that is what it is.
Yes. And Loki is not a hound dog.
No.
He's an elk hound.
He's an elk hound, but he's not a part of the hound breed.
Yeah,
didn't know this. Like, even after, like, probably until last week, I think.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry if I took off your rose-colored glasses for that.
It's okay. I mean, he's not recognizable.
I mean, he's recognizable to people who super know about dog breeds, but Christine posted a picture of him, and everyone's asking if it's an Akita.
Yep.
I wish.
He gets husky a lot.
A lot.
Probably.
German
with
Shepherd.
The coloring, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get, for Julio, is that a pug? And I say, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. The most beautiful pug in the world? For sure. For sure.
I'll allow it.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to kick it over to Molly and Christine, and they're going to talk to you a little bit about Bebe Yoda.
Okay, Christine, this is your third breed that you have. So tell us a little bit about Bebe Yoda.
So, Bebe Yoda, again, on another quest for a puppy, and like I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, hounds are very undesirable in shelters, so we did find her in a shelter in southwestern Virginia.
Okay.
So, on the weekend of Martin Luther King Day, John and Owen, again, except for this was only a 2.5 hour trip each way. So 5 hours instead of 8.
Yeah.
Went and got Bebe Yoda. Her shelter name was Lizzie. She was not one of the ones in, like, the litter that was featured. Yeah. I had two very specific ones picked out, but by the time they got there, like, had he gotten there, like, with one less, like, with another car in front of him, he would not have gotten her that day.
Really?
Yeah. So he brought her home, and I was like, this is not one of the ones that I wanted. Like, who is this?
Who is this?
And he was like, what is wrong with you? Like, this is our puppy.
Were the other dogs Basset also?
They were. So, okay. Well, so here's the thing. We know 100% that her mom is a beagle.
Okay. Yep.
Her dad, it's questionable. We don't know what he is. So we had originally thought when we adopted her that she was probably a beagle dachshund. So like a dachshund.
Okay. Yeah.
But as she has grown, because she's a little over, she's almost a year and a half at this point, I guess. When she went to the vet was like, oh yeah, like we're pretty sure that she's mixed with Basset. And like the bigger that she gets, like she gets longer than like most dachshunds are. And she's kind of filling out a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So, we're at this point, pretty sure. Eventually, I will DNA test all of these dogs.
And we'll have the reveals.
Yeah, we'll do a reveal.
We can do reveals. Perf.
Yeah, first season 2 finale.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Maybe I'll have another dog by then. It's hard to say. We'll know a little bit more about Hillbilly at that point. So, yeah.
How old is Bebe?
Bebe is about a year and a half. She's born November 17th.
And she's a mom, too.
She's a teen mom.
She's a teen mom.
To Holly.
Yep.
Which
is a sweet girl doing it.
Yeah.
Not she's very well, but...
She's not. She takes better care of Chaka than she does the baby. I do have a sweet video of her cleaning the baby's ears because she is obsessed. Like, she will clean each of Chaka's ears. So, since having her, Chaka has not had an ear infection, and she's always had very aggressive ear infections.
Really?
She's got issues with, like, the pH balance of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when we moved, we got it under control with a certain mix of food and, like, salmon oil and, you know, treatments and Woodbridge. And then when we moved to our house in Caroline, we're on, like, well water, kind of.
Mm, yeah.
And so she, like, got it really bad again. We were then, here's another bougie thing, buying bottled water. So we'd buy those big gallon jugs of water, and that's the water that the dogs drank.
And that's the only water that they drank.
Well, now they drink faucet water again, but she has not had an ear infection since we got Bebe, because Bebe will clean her ears aggressively. She'll lick her eyes. Like, she just takes such good care of her mama.
That's adorable.
I know.
What a good girl.
She is a good girl.
And so she is full size, no?
We don't know. We think she is, but she might be growing a little bit more.
And how much does she weigh?
27 pounds.
Oh, that's a good size. So how did Bebe Yoda get her name?
So I have a 6-year-old. The Mandalorian had come out. And there was the Baby Yoda, as everybody called him, instead of the child or Grogu. Is that his real name?
Yep.
I don't know. But anyway, so we wanted to name her Baby Yoda. Simultaneously, we were really into Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
And the way that Moira says, the baby.
The baby.
My boss had actually sent me a meme, and it was her holding the Baby Yoda saying, Bebe Yoda. So that, Owen was like, we're going to call her Baby Yoda. And I was like, no, we're not. And yeah, that's her name. That is the name that stuck.
I can appreciate that because I'm a 31-year-old woman still obsessed with Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I'm just obsessed. Like, I don't really care for Star Wars. Obviously, Taylor loves it, whatever. But, like, Baby Yoda took my heart.
Yeah.
And I can't get it back.
Yeah.
It you just know there was, like, someone in that white writer's room that was like, hey, guys.
We got this.
Hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Yoda, but a baby.
Mm-hmm. And but everyone really was just 50 years old.
Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, yes.
Great idea.
Yeah. Instant hit.
Instant hit with children, adults.
Women. They really got, I feel like they got like female demographic down with Baby Yoda.
They really reinvigorated that whole, like, just Star Wars.
Yeah, right? Because it was, ending, and then it's like, oof, we're back.
Yeah, because, like, Taylor loved it because it was, like, more aligned with, like, the story, whatever, like, the original ones. But I was like, what are we going to see Grogu do this week?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I care about.
Mm-hmm.
When he wasn't on the screen, I didn't care about what was
Yeah, exactly. Like, whatever. Like,
I really couldn't tell you the plot.
Like, live your life, Mando. Cool. But, like, where's the bebe?
Yeah. Right. When the bebe was eating the cookies and threw up the blue stuff, I thought that was the most adorable thing ever.
And when he was trying to eat the mother's eggs?
Yes.
It was good.
Cute. Does Bebe Yoda have a middle name?
I think Yoda is her middle name.
So first name, Bebe?
No, we call her Bebe Yoda Lizzie. We did also adopt the Lizzie from her shelter days.
Okay. Yep.
I feel like I want her to be in one of those, like, Bebe shirts. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
From, like, the early 2000s?
Yes.
I don't... Oh! Yeah. Okay, now I understand. Yeah.
I've really tried to get her into clothes because she is the first little dog that we've had. That's also why it's kind of funny. So I sent John to go get her because we thought she would be some type of coonhound or foxhound. At her feet were huge. Like, we were like, we're going to get this dog because John and I wanted a little dog. But John has never wanted a little dog. And then we got her and we brought her home. And I was like, oh, player, I'm pretty sure this is a little dog. And now she is his little dog.
Oh,
and she's very sweet. But yeah, we were getting her. I think that's also why we got Holly so soon after. I mean, it was there's about a year difference, but it's because it was like, okay, well, let's go get an actual big dog this time. So
John was like, this doesn't satisfy my need for another big dog.
Right. Exactly.
So we're gonna get another big dog.
Yep.
What is
Bebe Yoda's favorite toy?
So this has changed three times. The first love of her life, we call Yada. It was a pinata from the Bark Box for Chaka's birthday, because the box was originally in Chaka's name.
Yeah.
So she got, like, a pinata. This thing is now just, like, a half carcass. I've tried to throw it away. She will go into the trash. Hello, Beagle.
Oh, yeah.
And go and retrieve this. And, it, like, I cannot throw away her Yada. So she has Yada, and then another Bark Box we got was like a magician's, and there was like a crinkle. It was supposed to be like a handkerchief, but it's attached to a dove. So she's very obsessed with that. But then she broke into Owen's room. He has a lot of soft toys. We call it his menagerie. And she stole some
Owen's menagerie.
Yes, she stole some bunny. And that is now a carcass that she's dragged, you know, in and out of the house and everything. So it's Nasty Bunny.
Nasty Bunny.
She currently loves Nasty Bunny. Her and Holly play with it all the time. Holly actually ripped the ear off of Nasty Bunny.
Oh, no.
So I had to throw it away because it's very small. It's not even, like, 2 inches long. And I was like, you're going to die if you eat this.
Oh, yeah.
So threw it away. But, yes, Nasty Bunny is the toy of the month currently.
Of the month. Okay, so a change. Well, I guess every time you get a Bark Box.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes. Like, yeah. We got the Yada last July, and she's loved Yada until we got the Magician Box, which was either end of last year, beginning of this year. So it was a few months. A
few months. Bark Box for the win.
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of already said why you chose this breed. John was just like, here's the dog. So what are your nicknames for Bebe?
All right, so I do. She just responds very well to bay, 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 bay. So that's when I want her to do something, I call her that. Botanist is another thing that we call her. Bebe Botanist. Because it was like Yoda Butt and then Yoda Bot. Botanist.
Botanist. Got it. Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, so Botanist is currently her main name, unless she's in trouble.
So it seems like Frank is the one that has the most. Or Frances, sorry, has the most nicknames.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always appreciate people that have nicknames for their dogs.
Yeah.
That they don't call them their name.
I don't think I know anyone, though, that, like, legitimately calls their dog by their name.
Yeah. I call Loki Bub more than anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I never get the Leo out of Julio.
Oh, yeah. He's who all the time.
Who? And, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure it, like, confuses people.
Yeah. And you're like, who, what? Do you call your, like, first choice, you enter, so you go back home, you enter the house, what dog is gonna greet you?
Oh, all of them.
All of them greet
all
you.
Of them will greet me, but it will be Botanist, Bubba Frong, Hillbilly, and then Chaka.
Chaka's gonna bring up the rear.
Well, she's really smart. Mm-hmm. That's another problem with her. She's very smart, so she knows how to open our gates. We've put gates up so that they can't go in the front of the house, number one, so they don't escape, but number two, so that people can enter the home, but Chaka can grab the little pin with her mouth and move it and open the gate, or she'll bop it with her nose and it'll unlatch and open. Yeah, she is wicked smart. It's bad. So depending on if I'm alerted, because that's the thing, too, if I'm on the phone with John on the way home, if I hang up the phone before I enter the house, like, they know that I'm home. Specifically Chaka. Yeah, she knows. She's like, oh, hung up the phone, mom's here, and we'll, like, immediately break through the gate and go to the door. So
I need you to record this when you get home so that we can put it on the Instagram.
Okay.
If you remember. It's okay.
Yeah, if I remember, yeah, that's crucial.
You also have a couple weeks. We can post it at any time. Okay. Anytime you enter the home.
Alright, perfect, perfect.
I kind of thought that Chaka was gonna be, like, just chilling on the couch and not greeting you.
No.
That's how I saw it in my head.
Even though she's super old, she will come and greet me, but then she will go lay right back down on the couch.
Is it the same with John?
Does John greet her?
Oh, like, greeting him? No. I know, that's why I paused for a minute, and then I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
I think she's asking.
Do the dogs greet John the same way?
Yeah, they do. They okay. do. Yep, anytime anybody comes home, they're very excited.
Does John come to the door?
I mean, usually, yeah, yes. For dog control.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah, so Chaka, mainly we call Chaka, unless Owen, I didn't mention the nicknames he has for her because he's crazy, but he's recently likes Chakalaka and Big Chungus.
So Owen has his own nicknames for the dogs?
Yes.
Okay, so now we need to know this. Okay, so Chakas are what?
Big Chungus.
Big Chungus.
Chakalaka.
Chakalaka.
And he always runs it by me, too. He's like, is it okay if we start calling Chaka Big Chungus? I'm like, sure, buddy. Like, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah. It's your bond with her.
Right.
What are the other nicknames? What's Francis's from Owen?
He really doesn't mess with Frank.
He doesn't mess with Frank. No one messes with
Frank. No, he doesn't really mess with Frank. Frank's there unless he's got a bowl of goldfish, and then, like,
oh yeah,
she's all in on that. And if she wants to headbutt him, because since she's got her allergies, like, in the morning, she'll want to, like, rub her eyes on something, and it's usually one of us.
It's the first human she sees.
Uh-huh.
Bebe Yoda.
She calls her Yoda.
Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hillbilly, Holly.
Holly,
yeah.
Okay. That one's too, it's too new.
It's too new.
She is, yeah.
She doesn't have a personality yet, so you can't give her, like, all the nicknames yet.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
All right. We got our adoptable dog of the week, and Christine is going to tell you about Rusty. So what's going on?
I'm so excited. Okay. So Rusty is an 8-year-old male Basset Hound in Spring Hill, Florida. Some highlights about him. He's a very playful boy that loves other dogs, but he can get a bit rough with littler dogs because he loves a good game of tug and run. He loves walks, so he will need plenty of exercise. He is food aggressive, so it's recommended that he eat separately than everyone else if there are other dogs in the house. And he also should not go to a home with small children. He's looking for a family that can keep him on a schedule and give him the love he deserves. So you can find him at Suncoast Basset Rescue, Inc., or their website is suncoastbassetrescue.org.
Great job, Christine.
You crushed it,
man.
So good. Quick question. So Rusty's food aggressive. Loki, you have to tell him to eat 17,000 times before he actually does. You have to put fake Tabasco sauce on it. So he's not. Is Julio food aggressive? He just eats quickly.
He eats very quickly, but, like, I, at any time, can just go, like, take his food away, and he'll just look at me like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The only time he has ever gotten aggressive, and we fixed this, we corrected him on spot, and he felt very, very bad, was I got him that ostrich trachea treat. And, I don't know what, this dog, like, it was, like, crack. And I, like, went to, like, take it from him, and he growled, and I was like, oh, no, sir. And, like, ever since, and then I just repeatedly stole it from him until, like, we were good.
Yeah.
But, that's the only time he's ever been food aggressive.
So, Chaka is like Loki. You have to tell her to eat 27 times.
Yep.
Let me preface this by saying none of my dogs are food aggressive towards people. I would have no problem with myself, Owen, Adelaide when she can walk, like, just going up and playing with their food. None of them care if we do.
Okay, yeah.
Chaka also does not care if it is her babies. Like, she will growl and she will warn, but she has only ever gotten aggressive about it if it's been, like, another dog that's not, like, a full part of the pack or anything like that. Oh, okay.
Yep, that makes sense.
Or if it's, like, real food, like, if it's, like, chicken, then, like, no other
people
dogs.
Food.
Yeah.
Chinese food.
Yep. So again, why not everyone gets it?
Yep.
Frances is, she does not want any dog near her food. I mean, again, she doesn't really attack, but she, like, aggressively, like, barks and, like, wants you away.
Yeah.
But she eat, like, you put her food down, she eats, and she's good. Yoda, also, food down, eats, and is good. She's not, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, she's still a puppy and used to that kind of life. She, her and Holly will go back and forth through each other's bowls. And we don't let them eat the food because they eat different food right now.
Yeah.
And then Holly isn't either. Holly, and I think, again, because she was raised with, like, a hunting pack. So, I think she's just used to being like, here's the feed.
Yeah.
And everybody eating at the same time. But, yeah, she immediately, as soon as she's done with her food, which she didn't scarf down originally, but now she's like, food's here, time to go. She would immediately, like, she'd lick her lips, look at her bowl, that's empty, and run over to Chaka. And the other ones will bother Chaka, too. And again, she is her mother. She's their mother. So she's, and and just kind of like moos at them and stuff. So when Francis and Yoda are done eating, they finish first. They both go outside. When Holly's done eating, she then joins them outside. Chaka eventually finishes eating at some point in life.
It's always so long.
It is so long. And then she immediately has to go outside to poop. So that's when the other dogs come in and search her bowl and the surrounding area for any scraps.
Any leftover kibble.
Right.
Yeah, so that's fine. So, you know, it's not an end-all if a dog is food aggressive.
No, not at all.
No, and it's very common.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in hound breeds. Very common, like, this is my food, this is my bowl.
Just feed them in a separate area.
Exactly.
And it's fine.
Exactly. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Perfect. That's the tale of the dog park for this week. We want to thank everyone who has listened to the podcast thus far, and make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
And this is it for season one. It's a wrap. We want to thank everyone that listened, everyone that gave us shout outs online.
Yes.
Like if you guys still want any stickers, let us know. We'll send them your way. And let us know what you want to see in season two. You know, slide into our DMs at Tales of the Dog Park.
Yes.
And give us suggestions. If you want to see more of something or less of something, we are totally open to recommendations. So thanks. It's been a great year, Molly.
It's been so fun. I've been having a blast doing this. I've learned so many things about dogs that I didn't know.
Right?
Yeah. And Christine, thank you for your three-part series.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a great little vacay. This is what, you know, inspired me to come down here. So thank you for having me.
Of course. And we can't wait to do the reveal of your dogs next season.
Yeah. So stay tuned, guys, for season two. It should be coming in fall of 2021.
Yeah.